Gard lost to Kagan by about 6,000 votes, or a 49-51% margin in 2006. In that race, they were both running for a seat that had been vacated by former Republican Congressman Mark Green. Gard says the big difference between that race and this one is that Kagan now has a record he has to defend to voters. Gard says Kagan has promised a lot and underdelivered.
And the price of groceries, the price of gas, the price of health care, all of those things that are staples in people's lives have skyrocketed in cost when the Democrats promised that they would have a better way.
Gard served 2 decades in the Wisconsin Assembly, including 2 sessions as Speaker. He now lives in Suamico with his wife, former State Treasurer Kate Zeiske. Since he was defeated by Kagan, he says he started his own business, a consulting firm called Gard Business Group. Gard says the message voters will hear from him in this year's race is that the way he would vote in Congress is more in line with their values.
I happen to believe that a fiercely competitive private sector where America can compete with anybody to grow new jobs is the right approach. And that is in direct contrast to the way Steve Kagan has voted, and I think that's what the election is going to center on.
Kagan self-financed a big chunk of his campaign in 2006, but as an incumbent, he'll have an easier time raising cash this year. Gard says Kagan will outspend him, but says he'll outwork Kagan. The two raised a combined $6 million in their first contest, not counting the help they got from third parties. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.